From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
I'm Madeline Brand. Our top story, Lewis Scooter Libby, former chief of staff for Vice President Dick Cheney, was found guilty today on 4 of 5 counts of perjury, lying, and obstructing a federal investigation into the leak of a CIA operative's identity. That operative, Valerie Plame, is married to Ambassador Joseph Wilson, a prominent critic of the Bush administration. With his client standing beside him, Mr. Libby's attorney, Ted Wells, spoke just after the verdict was delivered.
We are very disappointed in the verdict of the jurors. We intend to file a motion for a new trial, and if that is denied, we will appeal the conviction, and we have every confidence that ultimately Mr. Libby will be vindicated.
That's Mr. Libby's lawyer speaking after the verdict. We're joined now from Washington by John Dickerson. He's chief political correspondent for the online magazine Slate, been in the courtroom for much of what has happened there. John, what was it like in the court today?
Well, it was packed, and when they read the verdict, it was very, very silent. There was really no particular demonstration by anyone. A lawyer sitting next to Scooter Libby's wife put his arm on her or around her, but that was about it. Libby was stoic throughout the whole business. They then polled the jurors, and he just sort of sat quietly through that. And at the end, Scooter Libby's wife hugged the other members of the defense team, and they walked out. And it was very, very quiet, and the judge thanked the jury, and that was the end of that.
It's been 10 days that this jury is deliberating. I think it's 10 days, well over a week anyway. Are you surprised by the verdict?
The jury did deliberate for 10 days, and it seemed towards the end there that they were having particular difficulty with the third charge. They ultimately did not convict Libby on the third charge of making false statements to the FBI about a conversation he had with Time Magazine's Matt Cooper. If they were worried about that charge, it suggested that they had already made up their mind on the other four charges. This, the third charge, was the weakest of the charges, and it seemed like they had convicted, really, on the other four, which they ultimately did. So it wasn't a total surprise when they came out, although, of course, in hindsight, it's much different, and and nobody really knew anything for sure. We just had sort of made that conjecture.
Mr. Libby's legal advisor there, Ted Wells, certainly sounded disappointed. I don't know if he was surprised by the outcome. He seemed very, very deflated by it.
Well, they put a lot of energy into this case. You may remember in his closing argument, Mr. Wells broke down at the very end, and said, "Mr. Libby's been under my care for a period, and now I put him into your hands. Please give him back to me." And he was in tears when he ended. And so he's been very emotional. They put a lot of energy into this case. So I could see how he would be quite deflated. Again, you can sort of argue it either way. And now that we have a verdict, it seems sort of obvious. But it did seem like the jury was thinking this through, and that they'd kind of come to a conclusion about the other four counts, which were a little bit more solid. They were hung up on this third count, which was the weakest, which they ultimately didn't convict Libby on. But it suggested that they had kind of worked their way through the other counts. If they hadn't gotten hung up on the third count, they might have. It might have suggested that they'd decided he was not guilty on any of the counts at all.
We're going to go to the White House in a moment for reaction. But first, I want to ask you about the media's role in this, because so many people who testified in this trial are well-known reporters, television correspondents, and the like. And I wonder how you think the media comes out of this looking, perhaps a little cynical in the way that sources are dealt with.
Well, the media doesn't look terribly good, although in fairness to our profession, there are a lot of journalists who were brought in later who didn't have any difficulties remembering what happened. But there were instances in which journalists, kept sloppy notes, had shifting recollections, and those were used ultimately by the defense to try to attack the prosecution's case. Now that there's a conviction, though, I guess the jury believed, at least in some instances, that those journalists were telling the truth.
John Dickerson, chief political correspondent for the online magazine Slate, joining us from Washington on the day of the verdict. John, thank you again.
Thank you.